Today's daf is Shabbos daf Beis. Let's begin Maseches Shabbos. Maseches Shabbos is very different. You'll notice that Maseches Brachos, even if you just look at the Tzuras Adaf, you see that it's very different. Much less Gemara, but also much less Agarita, a lot more challenging, very Halacha L'maisa. Many sugyas are very Halacha L'maisa. The Shabbos is also the first Masechta in Seder Moed. The question that some of the Achronim ask is why, if you're going to arrange Seder Moed, why would Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Dafka put Shabbos first in Seder Moed? So in the Yishar Mitzion Ba'alach, he quotes from a Shalos Shuvos Be'er Esek, Simon Aleph, who says in the name of the Rambam, that the Rambam, presumably in Pirush Mishnayis, didn't have a chance to look it up, says that Shabbos is first in Seder Moed because it comes up every 7 days, and that which is Tadir comes first, that which comes up most commonly, it's important to discuss first. And also, if you look in the Parshas and Moados in the Torah discusses Shabbos as the first Moed, as the first of the Moados. And also, he says, Shabbos is mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros. The other Moadim are not mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros. Shabbos is one of the Aseres HaDibros, and therefore, it bears mentioning first and bears discussion first. Now, unlike every other Seder in Shas, where we have Zra'im, Nashim, Nezikin, Kadshim, Taros, it's all in the plural. When it comes to Moed, it's not Moadim, it's Moed. So that's also a discussion in the Achronim. So in the Smichas Chachamim, he writes based on the Medrash that Shabbos says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says that Shabbos says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'kulam Yesh Ben Zug, everything else has a, has every other day of the week, has a partner, has a Ben Zug, Li Ein Ben Zug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Ben Zugach, I am your Ben Zug, I am your partner, Shabbos, I am your match. So that's why it's called Loshen Yachid, to say, that to emphasize that it doesn't have any Ben Zug like the other Brios. It's Yechidi, it's alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ben Zug of Shabbos. So that's why that's the idea of having Shabbos B'Loshon Yachid. I don't know if that explains Moed B'Loshon Yachid. That explains Shabbos as opposed to Shabbosos B'Loshon Yachid. He also mentioned something very interesting. He says that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wanted to include his name at the beginning of each of the Sedarim of Shas. He doesn't go through all of them, but he says in the name of the Be'er Yaakov, in the name of the Megala Amukos, that the reason Rabbeinu HaKadosh started Seder Zroim with the word Me'emasai is to be Merames on his own name. Begematria, the Me'emasai is Begematria Ani Yehuda HaKadosh. So he says that's a little bit of a stretch, perhaps, to say that that's what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was doing, but if it is what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was doing, maybe the first two words, Yitzios HaShabbos, that we have in Masechta Shabbos, is also a gematria of his name, because it's all a gematria of Ani Yehuda HaNasi Ben Rabin Shimon, with the kola. I don't know, I didn't check it out, but that's what they say, that he was trying to put his name in the very beginning of the Masechta. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. It says Mishnah, Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim, V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. The different ways of violating the Melacha of Hotzah and Shabbos is two that are four for the person standing inside, and two that are four for the person standing outside. The Mishnah is going to speak of an Ani and a Balabais. The Ani is just a way of saying the person standing outside. The Balabais is a way of saying the person standing inside. So there are two Melachos da'oraisa, Avos Melachos da'oraisa, that could be violated by the person standing inside, and two ways that the person standing outside can violate an Av Melacha mida'oraisa. And we'll see Shehin Arba, what that means exactly, that could become four. So there are two minator melachos d'oraisa, shehein arba. So right away, Tosos asks on the very top, Hikshariva, didini atzol Shabbos ha'ilu lishnos kabayavos melachos achar periklal gadol. Why does Masechta Shabbos start with melacha of hotza'ah? The melachos we don't actually get to until Dafayin Gimel. There's a mission, Dafayin Gimel, that lists off 39 melachos, the last of which happens to be the melacha of hotza'ah. The rest of Masechta Shabbos, Tosos points out, is chronological. We start with what one encounters each week. We start with halachos. So the Erev Shabbos, what a person has to be careful about on Erev Shabbos, lo yetzeh chayit b'machto samach l'chashecha, person shouldn't go, a tailor shouldn't go out with a needle in his garment on Erev Shabbos, what things that you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, then things that you have to do on Erev Shabbos, b'mamadlikin, which is the second parak, b'metomnin, hatmana relates to Erev Shabbos, so because the hatmana is one of the few melachos or few Isurim Drabanan that already apply on Erev Shabbos, that with the Davar Shemosef, probably not even allowed to be Matmin on Erev Shabbos. By Me Behema Yotza, by Me Isha Yotza, are things that are knowing on Shabbos itself. And then we go through the Malachos of Shabbos. So it's the whole rest of the Masechta is in chronological order. And it's not only this Masechta, that's the normal Derech HaShas to list things in chronological order. In the Gemara and Pesachim also, we start with Lel Yodalir, Or Larbasar, Bachnas Chamis, Lar and Ner. Then we get to things that apply on the 14th day of Nisan itself. And then we start discussing the Shechita, the Karban Pesach, which is Bein Arbayim, late in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. And then we get to the eating of the Karban Pesach, which is Balayla. And then we get to the rest of the Seder and the rest of the Yontif. So why is it that over here we start with, and he says the same is true Maseches Yuma. What does Maseches Yuma start with? How 7 days before Yom Kippur, we set the Kohen Gadol aside in his own special room. So it all goes in chronological order. We always start with the earliest things first. So why would we start Maseches Shabbos with the Malacha of Hotza'ah? The rest of the Malachos don't get discussed for another 70 blot. So why is it Malacha of Hotza'ah? So Tosfos gives three approaches. First approach, Tosfos says, first thing is we'd like to talk about Otsa, because Otsa leads us into so many other topics. It educates us so much about Shabbos in general, and it has so many details. It teaches us Otsa v'achnasa da'ani ve'ashir, that both the guy standing outside and the guy standing inside can violate being motzi to rishus rabim, being machnas from rishus rabim to rishus yachid, and that in order to violate the Malacha of Hotza'ah, you need what's called both an Akira and a Hanacha. In order to violate Hotza'ah, you need to pick it up from one Rishos and to place it down in the other Rishos, and Shnayim Shasu Peturin. We also learn that if two people split a Malacha amongst them, that they're going to be Pater, which is an important rule in Malachos of Shabbos. V'yadu shel adam chashuva k'dalet al dalet. We also learn that a person's hand is considered a makom of 4x4 tefachim, where if you put something down in a person's hand, it's as if you put it in a real rishus. We also learn that a person's hand doesn't have the status of rishus yachid or rishus harabim per se. So we see that all these various halachas. That's why we wanted to start with hotza, because we want to start with a bang. We want to start with something that really packs a lot of punch to it, and hotza really does. Hotza has so many details. You wonder if Tosfos could have compiled a similar list about many of the other malachas also. I mean, why is it that these details of Hotza are so much more important than, let's say, all the details of Bishul that you could come up with, and all the Dinim D'Rabbanan? I'm not sure. But the second approach, Tosfos says, Rabbi Mitama Farish, Didavar Ahove Ragila Shas L'Shnos Tchila. No, the Masechtos generally don't try to always go in chronological order. What they try to go is in the order of that which is most common. And Hotza is the most common of all the malachos. And he says that if you look at Masechtos Bava Kama, it's the same thing. Bava Kama starts out with Arba Avos Nezikin, and they are Hashar, Habar, Hamava, VaHever. And it doesn't go in the Seder that it has in the Torah. It goes Shor, Bar, Mava, and Ever. And that's how Rav Haigon explains that Tosfos points out that in Maseches Brachos, the Tana doesn't pick the Seder HaPasuk, doesn't always go. He refers to Brachos Daf Nun Dalet, that's Birchas HaGomel, that when we go with the four things, that Tzrichim Lahodos doesn't go in the order of the Pasuk when describing the four things Tzrichim Lahodos. Now the Maariz Chayis, leave it to the Maariz Chayis, he tracks down this Rav Haigon, and he says that Tosfos misquotes Rav Haigon over here. Rav Haigon actually says the opposite. He says, if you look in Rav Haigon, he says, Sha'alu lefnei Rabbeinu Hai, Hada Aminan Dalet Tzrichim Lahodos, My Time Elo Nachtu Rabban Kesidru Drukra. When it comes to the Birch Sagomel, the four people that need to give Hodah, why is it not in the Seder of the Pasuk? V'heishav hachi yislam lefrushe, dekrasadirun lefum deshchiach tuva, the whole chedrachim harbe mitzuyim v'achreim chavish beis asurim v'acharkach misha yichola demiutim min achavushim u'bashrein yordei ayam demiutim mikulo. That Rav Haigon says the pasuk is in order of that which is most common. The way the Torah writes it is in order of that which is most common. And that's why it starts with Holchei Drachim, which is very, very common, and then people who go to jail, which is a little less common, and then someone who is sick, which is a little less than captives. Nowadays, hopefully, we would say that that's switched. And then with Yardei Ayam, which is the fewest of all of them. V'ilu d'shmaitin sedirin l'fam akrovim l'sakana yoser. But says Rav Haigon, in terms of the Tzal Tzrich l'hodos, in terms of Birch Sagomel, in the Gemara, it's always going to go with the order, the Mishnayos, and the Gemara is going to go with the order of that which is most dangerous, meaning that which this halacha is most important for. So Tzrich l'hodos, depending on your level of sakana, it depends on your level of sakana, doesn't depend on how commonly the issue comes up. So that's how Rav Haigon actually says. So he leaves it in Meretz Chayes, leaves it in Tzarechin, why it is that he misquotes Rav Haigon over here. The third possibility, says Tosos, Va'od Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, De Pasach B'Yitzios Mishum Dubai Lememar Lo Yetzeh Achayit B'machto Afalgav De Loshana Hamalabein Mishum Einosin Kelim L'Koves V'la Amavir Mishum B'met Homnin Hotzah Tzarech L'Shanos L'Fi Tfei Mishum D'Malacha Gruihi K'mosha Afarish. So he sort of says two things. He says, first of all, Lo Yetzeh Achayit B'machto is what we want to get to, and that is the very first thing you have to worry about, because that comes chronologically first. That's Erev Shabbos. That's a din that applies already on Erev Shabbos. By Malabein, there's also a halacha that applies on Erev Shabbos, that you're not allowed to give your clothing to the dry cleaner on Erev Shabbos. We'll get to that and its practical ramifications, but not for now. But at least you see that there is such a din by Malabein that already applies on Erev Shabbos. So, yeah, but Hotzah is still more important to emphasize, because it is a malacha gerua. The fact that it's a malacha gerua, that it is a different kind of malacha than all other malachos, so that's why we start with hotza'ah. Now, what does that mean, that something is a malacha gerua? What makes hotza'ah a malacha gerua? So the Acharim suggests various possibilities. Pnei Yeshua discusses this. The pashat pshat in malacha gerua, and the Rishonim already discussed this as well, the pashat pshat in malacha gerua is that hotza'ah does not affect any creative change in the object. Every other malacha has some sort of creative change in the chefza. Whereas hotzah, the object is the same, it's just a matter of the place where the object is being brought. So that itself makes hotzah a malacha gerua. It's a different kind of a malacha. So that's the idea of why we want to start with hotzah. We want to emphasize that this too is a malacha. If you look at the next tosos, the little tosos, yitzios hotzahos havel misnei lenakat yitzios lishna dekra. He says, you know, also, why do we call it yitzios haShabbos? We call the malacha hotzah. It should have said hotzahos haShabbos. So he says it should have said hotzahos, but we use yitzios because that's the lashon of the pasuk al yetzei ish mimekomo, and we learn from there the malach of hotzah al yetzei imakli lelaket aman. So from there we learn hotzah. That's why it's hotzah and not yitzios. That's why it's yitzios haShabbos and not hotzahos of Shabbos. We always try the lashon of the pasuk. We have such a principle when it comes to the nusach of brachos as well, that Chazal always try to use the lashon of the pasuk as much as possible in the nusach of birchos hamitzvos. We have exceptions to the rule. No greater exception probably than al netilas lulav. It's not al netilas kapos tamarim. It's al netilas lulav or tefillin. Rav Shefta pointed out the other night, he said tefillin is also an exception to that rule, because it doesn't say tefillin anywhere in the Torah. That's a lashon of the Targum. Doesn't even have that in the Torah. It's totafos ben enecha. So la'os al yadecha, totafos ben enecha. So okay, so those are some exceptions. But generally speaking, Chazal try to stick with the lashon of the pasuk. Okay, let's try to get to the second line in the Mishnah. So far we know that there are two that are four types of hotza'ah, from the perspective of the man standing inside and from the perspective of the man standing outside. So ketzad, how does it work out that there are two that are four? Ha'ani omid b'chutz b'alabayis b'fnin. You have the ani standing outside, the balabayis standing inside. Pashara ani es yado lefnim. If the ani sticks his hand into the house, v'nasan l'toch chedosh balabayis, he takes something from outside, sticks his hand into the house, and places it in the balabayis' hand. I mean, the balabayis just stands there like a stone and receives whatever the ani is placing down. Oh, shenatal mitoch avahotzi, or maybe the balabais is standing there holding something. The ani sticks his hand in, picks up something from the balabais' hand. Again, the balabais is doing nothing, he's just standing there holding something. The ani picks up what the balabais is holding, and his motzi brings it outside. Ha'ani chayev balabais pater. Both of those are the shtayim from the perspective of the ani. In both of those cases, the ani is going to be chayiv, the balabayis is going to be pater. From the balabayis' perspective, pashat balabayis es yada lachutz. If the balabayis sticks his hand
outside, v'nasan l'toch yado shel ani, and he puts something in the ani's hand. So in this case, the ani's doing nothing. He's standing there, not moving. Baal HaBayis takes something from inside and places it in the ani's hand outside. O shenatal mitocha v'hichnas Baal HaBayis, or he takes from the ani's hand and brings it in. And again, the ani's doing nothing. Baal HaBayis chayev ani pater. So in those cases, those are the two, that the Baal HaBayis is going to be chayev and the ani is going to be pater. So what's the shehin arba? So those are the shtayim. That's the two avos mochs, hotza of the ani, hachnasa of the ani, hotza of the Baal HaBayis, hachnasa of the Baal HaBayis. So the Mishnah goes on to tell us, Pasha ta'ani es yada lefnim, v'natal Baal HaBayis mitocha, o shenasan litocha, v'hotzi, shneim peturin. If they split the malacha, then they're both going to be pater. If the ani sticks his hand inside, and instead of the Baal HaBayis just sitting there doing nothing and receiving whatever the ani places down, the Baal HaBayis actually takes it from the ani's hand. So the ani did the akira in the Rishus Rabban. The Baal HaBayis is the one that does the hanacha in the Rishus Hayachid, or the ani sticks his empty hand inside, and the Baal HaBayis places it in the ani's hand while the ani's hand is in the Rishus HaYachid. So then the Baal HaBayis did the akira. The ani is going to do the anacha when he's motzi his hand back out into the Rishus Rabban. Then they're both going to be pater. Pashat Baal HaBayis es yado lechutz v'natal ha'ani mitocha, o shenasan l'tocha v'hichna shneim peturim. Or, in a similar case, if the Baal HaBayis sticks his hand outside, and instead of placing it into the ani's hand, the ani then actively takes it from the Baal HaBayis' hand, so then the Baal HaBayis did the akira, the ani is going to do the anacha, or the Baal HaBayis puts it in the Baal HaBayis puts his hand outside, the ani places something in the Baal HaBayis' hand while it's outside, then the Baal HaBayis brings his hand inside. Again, they're both going to be pater, because in both of those cases, neither one did the full malacha. No one did a malacha shlema. Why is it aser? So whenever we say pater in Shabbos, pater always means pater aval aser. There's chayiv, there's pater, and there's mutter. Chayiv is the full malacha that you chayiv to bring carbon for if you do b'shogeg, and you chayiv skill if you do mezid. Pater is pater aval aser, where it's aser midrabanan, and then there's mutter. So over here, shneim peturim means that it's going to be aser midrabanan. Says Rashi, why is it aser midrabanan? Shema yavo kol echad vechad lasos malacha shlem b'shabbos. Each of them are doing a half a malacha. Not so hard to imagine that they're likely to come to do a full malacha on Shabbos. So we try to so the Rabbanan made it aser midrabanan to even do half of this malacha. In our Mishnah we have all three examples of the three types of there's chayiv midaraisa in the shtayim from the ani and the shtayim shel Baal HaBayis, where they each do the full malacha. We have pater aval aser in when they each do half of it, and we also have a pater umutter roll over here in the cases of the ani doing both the akira and the anacha. So the Baal HaBayis is pater umutter, right? The Baal HaBayis is in a situation of pater umutter where he's done nothing wrong midine Shabbos. Tosfos can deal with and Dav Gimel. Wait a second, he hasn't done nothing wrong. It can't be completely mutter because he's aided somebody in violating Shabbos. So he's at least a Mesayel over Avera, Lifnei Iver, something like that. Yeah, but Midine Shabbos, he's done nothing wrong. That's how the Rishonim explain. That Midine Shabbos, he's done nothing. That's how the Rosh explains, at least. That Midine Shabbos, he's done nothing wrong. Rabbi Kiveger, in fact, says, wait a second, Midine Shabbos, he's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing. Lifnei Iver. Isn't it a Lifnei Iver in Shabbos? Midine Shabbos? Isn't that one of the dinim of Shabbos, not to Lifnei Iver in Shabbos? So he says, no, there are two ways to look at Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver an Isser Klali, or is it an Isser Prati? When we look at the Isser of Lifnei Iver, is it that there's an Isser to do the 365 Los Haseis and Chiv to do the 248 Mitzvot Hasei of the Torah? And then there one of those mitzvot is Lifnei Iver, is not to cause anyone else to stumble in any area of Halacha. Or do you say, no, Lifnei Iver is a Chiddush within each din. that a lifneiver of Shabbos is a violation of Shabbos. A lifneiver of Avodah Zarah is a violation of Avodah Zarah. So says Rabbi Kiveg, you see from here that lifneiver is not an Isser Prati, it's an Isser Klali. It's not an Isser that relates to each and every Avera, it's its own separate Avera. Nafkamina would be, for instance, if a lifneiver of Avodah Zarah is it Yarhag Val Yavar? Is it an Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah? It's a Chelik of Avodah Zarah itself, or it's just a separate Isser, a separate Losasei. So if it were a chelik of Avodah Zarah, it should be Yaharg Val Yavar. But it's separate Losasei, it's not going to be Yaharg Val Yavar. Now the kasha that all the Achronim deal with over here is of all the examples to give, why do we dafka pick a case of an ani and a balabayas? The Bartanura already raises the issue. So in the back of our Gemara, in the Cheshek Shlomo, he points out, Kvar heir Rav Avadi Bartanura, Bamed Nakar Atana Balashon Anyu Balabayas. Of all examples, why does he have to give an example at all? Just say, a guy standing inside, a guy standing outside. Why does he have to talk about an ani and a balabayas? Why do you have to make a story out of it? The Gemara, the Mishnayos never do that. We don't make a story out of the halacha. There are two guys, and that's and you describe the halacha. Why does it have to be an ani and a balabayas? So he says, Lanias Daiti Yeshlom, to Kamashmalan Milsa Agavorche. It's teaching me another halacha, and that the Tanaim generally try to do. That whenever there's an opportunity to teach another halacha in the context of the first halacha, so it tries to stick in as much Torah as it can. So Milsa Agavorche, what's the Milsa Agavorche that it's teaching me? That a Mechal Shabbos Beshoge Chayiv Chatos Kavua, the Anu Balabayis Mavin Korban Echad, the Lote Ma'aidi Ditani Yetzios Shabbos Bre Shvus, by the Enoch, the Chayavan Korban Olav Yorid Kamoshvus Bito, if you do the idea of Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba is not only mentioned in Masechah Shabbos, it's mentioned in Masechah Shavuos as well. The Gemara is going to discuss that. It's mentioned in Masechah Shavuos. Now, it's mentioned on a list in Masechah Shavuos together with other things for which you are chayav a carbon olav yorid, where the nature of the carbon changes depending on your economic standing, depending on what you could afford. One might have thought, therefore, that Yitzios HaShabbos is the same, so that's why we want to say no. No matter whether you're an ani or you're a balabayas, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be the poorest person, you could be the wealthy person, you could be the giver of tzedakah or the receiver of tzedakah, the recipient of tzedakah. Either way, you're going to have the same karban. You're going to be chayiv the same thing. That's what the Mishnah is trying to emphasize according to the Cheshek Shlomo. He then suggests another possibility, Inami Yeh Shlomo, he says, that maybe it's telling me that the sheer nesinas tzedakah to an ani is the same sheer as hotzah for Shabbos. We're going to discuss later Mishnais, how much do you have to be motzi in order to violate Hotzah and Shabbos? What if there's a breadcrumb in your pocket? Do you violate Hotzah and Shabbos? How much do you have to be motzi? So the sheer of what it takes to get the mitzvah of tzedakah may be the same sheer as Hotzah and Shabbos. The sheer of Hotzah of food and Shabbos is grogris. So he says, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, when he talks about tzedakah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Asu lahachzir sa'ani shashal rekam, vafilu atanosin lo, grogros achas. That if an ani asks for something, you can't leave him with nothing. You can't give him nothing. Even if you give him one grogros, of all the examples the Rambam could have picked. Why does he talk about giving him a fig? Why does he talk about giving him grogros achas? You give him one little fruit. So mashman di kol makom liyivchas lamikah grogros. He says maybe that's the shear. That's the minimum shear to be yotzei mitzvah tzedak. It's also the minimum shear of Shabbos. L'chora, that's a very big stretch to say something like that. When the Rambam describes a grogros achas, is he describing something the size of a grogros achas? Meaning, the Rambam is describing, if you give him a coin that's much smaller than a grogros, that is made out of gold, so in the stomach you have been yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah, but the truth is in Hotzah of Shabbos also. The shear of grogros is only when it comes to food, per se. It's only when it comes to food, doesn't when it comes to other things, it's whatever the shear of chashivus is for that. But again, a bit of a stretch to say that the Rambam picks that example because of Yitzios HaShabbos. Other Achronim suggest different answers of why we dafka say ani va'ashir. The Bartanura says, because it teaches us that even though you're doing a mitzvah, and you might think that Toh B'dvar mitzvah, someone who's involved in doing a mitzvah, is going to be pater. So kamash mulan, that even though you're doing a mitzvah, you're giving tzedakah, you're still going to be chayiv. So Frechta tells us Yantif, I, by lulav,
the in Sukkah and Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara tells us that a person taka is pater when he's tov b'dvar mitzvah, when he's trying to take a lulav and he doesn't realize that it's that he's violating a halacha, that he's violating Shabbos because he was trying to do a mitzvah and he got caught up in the mitzvah. So that's the concept of tov b'dvar mitzvah. So why over here by tzedakah don't we say the same, that tov b'dvar mitzvah is pater? Meaning, how does the example of ani bala bayis even work? The example of ani bala bayis should be wrong because you should be tov b'dvar mitzvah, so you shouldn't be chayiv at all when it's ani bala bayis. So the Tosyantim explains, no, by tzedakah it's different. There's no concept of tov b'dvar mitzvah by tzedakah because the Shabbos is not nitan lidchos by tzedakah. Shabbos is not pushed away for tzedakah, which means that the ani could always be mochel, and therefore the mitzvah is not always there. And if the mitzvah is not always there, then Shabbos doesn't step out of the way for the mitzvah of the tzedakah. The Chassam Sofer suggests that maybe by tzedakah it's karav lemezid to mechal Shabbos, that an ani who comes out with a kli biyado, he has a sal, he has a basket where he's collecting and he's carrying around on Shabbos, so he's a karav lemezid. That's not a tov b'dvar mitzvah. Tov b'dvar mitzvah is not when someone is karav lemezid. So we paskin that if he's karav lemezid and he's loas a mitzvah, he's going to be chayiv. The Rashash suggests because tzedakah is not zmano bahul, there's no rush to dafka give it now, you can give the tzedakah later on, and therefore it's not considered a tov b'dvar mitzvah, you'd be pater. Tov b'dvar mitzvah is when there's a rush and where you got caught up with something. That's generally where we would say tov b'dvar mitzvah. There is a Rav Zilberstein in Chashuk Echemed discusses when you want to teach Balei Tshuva something, what should you start with? Which malacha of Shabbos? If you want to start teaching them about Shabbos, which malach of Shabbos should you start with? Should we be medayik anything from the fact that the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, chose to start with Hotza'ah? So he suggests that it would go back to our discussion we had before, why do we start with Hotza'ah? So he points out that the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says, either, like Tosa said, that it's the most commonly found malacha, it's something that we do all the time, or to teach us that it is a malacha, because one would have thought that it's not a malacha, because after all, like Tosa pointed out at the very end, it's a malacha gerua. So he says, let's say you have a Baal Tshuva who lives in a city that doesn't have an Erev, so maybe you should start to teach him the malacha of Hotza'ah, because it's the most common thing he's going to violate. Every time he moves, he's going to be in violation of Hotza'ah. Every time he goes anywhere, he's going to be in violation of Hotza'ah. But he says, Al Pi Rov, if it doesn't have an Erev, he's not going to be violating Hotza'ah Midaraisa. Because to violate Hotza'ah Midaraisa, you need Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, and most places do not have a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Wherever he lives, probably does not have a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So maybe if he's only going to be violating Drabanans, maybe it's better not to start with Hotza'ah, because he's not going to be violating any Daraisas at all. So okay, so this is an interesting discussion that Rav Zilberstein brings up. He says maybe there's another reason to start with Hotza'ah, because it's a Malacha Mufureshes B'Torah, and any Malacha that's Mufuresh in the Torah is more Chomer than other Malachas. So maybe the fact that it's Mufuresh in the Torah gives it a certain kedima. He also discusses what if you have a Baal Tshuva, should you start with Shabbos? Maybe you should start with Taras HaMishpacha. Which one is better to start learning? Should you start with Shabbos or start with Taras HaMishpacha? So he says that he asked Rav Eliyashiv, and Rav Eliyashiv, Zichron Lebracha, Rav Eliyashiv told him that Taras HaMishpacha definitely. Two reasons. First of all, Taras HaMishpacha relates to two people. Hotza'ah, you're going to teach him, so he'll know what to do. It's about him. But Taras HaMishpacha, by definition, involves another person, so it's more of you'll have more of an impact. And second of all, he says, Taras HaMishpacha involves Kfiyas HaYetzer. It involves more of an overcoming of Yetzer Hara. So it's a much more empowering mitzvah than Shabbos. How big is the Yetzer Hara ready to carry on Shabbos? Like he could probably do without it. So, but the Yetzer Hara by Taras HaMishpacha is a much greater Yetzer Hara, and it's always better to be kofeh the Yetzer Hara. Very fascinating insight from Eliyashiv. He's got a Gemara in Baba Siya to back him up on that. Like the where the Gemara talks about Ti'ina, that if you should help out an enemy before you help out a friend, because it involves more of a kfiyas Yetzer to help out an enemy, to help out someone that you don't like, than it does to help out someone that you do like. We also find there's a lot more discussion in Shas on the Malacha of Hotza'ah than any other Malacha that exists. By Malacha of Hotza'ah, we have full prakim dedicated to this Malacha, and a full Masechta dedicated to the Dinim Drabbanan of this Malacha. We have Masechta's Erevin. Very, very unusually strong emphasis on this this Malacha. So Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Mayan Beis HaShoeva, Parshas Vayakhel, Yu'uyun Shabbos Tafir Aleph Am Rabbi Da'afsha B'kol HaTorah Lo Gazrinan G'zera L'Gzera Botza Gazrinan. Not only that, Tosus points out in Shabbos Tafir Aleph, even though Kol HaTorah Kula we don't make a G'zera L'Gzera, by Otza'a we make G'zera L'Gzera. Again, strong emphasis on Hotza. Plus the Isra, so he suggests that maybe the reason is that the Isra of Hotza is an Evan Bochein Bein Yehudi Shomer Torah Be'emes V'tamim L'Bein HaMekel Ba'ol Malchus Shemayim. If you want to know if a person is a real Shomer Torah Mitzvos, you can look at whether he's Makbir on Hotza. Because B'derech Chlal, someone who's Makbir on Hotza of Shabbos is Makbir on Kashrus and Chinuch and everything else, you know, and the rest of Shabbos and everything else. Because Hotza, again, because it's a Malacha Gerua, it's so easy for a person to violate. So it's a good way to know whether the person keeps the rest of the halachos. A person keeps a kosher home doesn't necessarily mean he's not a mechal Shabbos. But a person is makbid on hotzah, so that's an Evan Bochin. Very interesting perspective. I never would have thought of it like that, but I suppose it's correct. But you could probably think of other things that could also be an Evan Bochin, right? But if people are makbid about that it stands to reason they're makbid about other things as well. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Tana Nasam. So we have a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Shavuos, and the Mishnah tells us, Tananasim, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shein, Arba, that there are four types of Shavuos. There are two that are four, meaning a Shavuos Bitoy we're talking about. A Shavuos Bitoy is a Shavuos to do something or not to do something. Lahara or Lehetiv. When a person's Chayav Karmarola V'yorid for violating a Shavuos Bitoy, he says, I'm going to eat something, and he doesn't eat it. Or he says, I will not eat something, and he does eat it. So that comes in two forms that are really four. We could be marba another four that are not explicit in the pasuk. And yedios hatuma shtayim shein arba. Yedios hatuma are also shtayim shein arba, meaning a person goes into the Beis Hamikdash while he is tamei. Or brings something tamei into the Beis Hamikdash. So there are two basic forms. If a person brings something tamei into the Beis Hamikdash and he forgets about the fact that he has something tamei, or is is helam tuma legabe. I'm sorry, he forgets that he is tamei when he touches basar kodesh. And the second example is he forgets that he is Tameh when he goes into the Mikdash. Those are the Shtayim. Shehin Arba is where he remembers that he's Tameh, but he forgets that this is Basar Kodesh that he's touching. Or he remembers that he's Tameh, but he forgets that the place that he's in, this amazing building that he's in with all these guys running around in robes, doing, you know, slaughtering things and throwing blood, he forgets that that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the hardest one to imagine. How does a person pull off that trick, that he doesn't realize that he's in the Beis HaMikdash? But okay, so those are the Yedios HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba. Marus Negoim, Shtayim Shein Dalid. There are four different types of Marus Negoim that a person could become Tameh. Two that are explicit in the Pasuk, and four that we get from a Riboy in the Pasuk, and Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. Now, over there, that's where it leaves it, that Yitzios HaShabbos are Shtayim Shein Arba. That's how it leaves in Maseches Shavuos. So ask the Gemara, Maishna Hacha Detani Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim, Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechutz, Umaishna Asim Tani Shtayim Shein Arba Vesulav. Why is it that in Maseches Shabbos, we say that there it's two that are four, Mitzad the Ani, and two that are four, Mitzad the Balabayas. Whereas in Shavuos, we just say, yeah, there's two that are four, and that's it. We don't say two Mitzad the Ani that are four, and two Mitzad the Balabayas that are four. So why is it that it's so much less detail and only covers what seems to be half of the story in Maseches Shavuos? So says the Gemara Yesod, Hacha de Iker Shabbos hu Tani Avos v'Tani Toldos. Over here, this is Maseches Shabbos. So we're going to be much more exhaustive in any list that relates to Malachos of Shabbos when we're learning Maseches Shabbos. So we're going to list not only the Avos Malacha, we're going to list the Toldos as well. Hasam de Laviker Shabbos hu Avos Tani Toldos Lo Tani. But over there, where it's not really about Shabbos, so over there it happens to be a Maseches about Shavuos, we just happen to mention Shtayim Shein Arba because there's a parallel of Shtayim Shein Arba and Shabbos as well. So we mention a much more pared down list of only Avos and not Toldos.
frekt Tosfos. Wait a second. Vim Tomer Dibra Maskal Hasam. Vim Tomer Rabbi Marus Negoim Tani Avos Vitoldos Kinfarish Peshuos Shein Arba Seis Vitoldoso Beheres Vitoldoso Avgav Dasam Lavikur Negoim. Who over there in Masech Shvuos? It's not about Saraas, and yet when it talks about Marus Negoim, it's Shtayim Shein Arba, and only Shtayim are Avos. The Shehin Arba are Toldos. So how can you say that we're not going to list Toldos when it's out of place, when it's not the Iker topic of that Masechta? Maros Negoim are not the Iker topic, and yet we do mention the Toldos of Maros Negoim. So it says, Yeshlom Adlo Dami. The Toldos of Negoim, Ksivi. The Toldos of Shabbos, Lo Ksivi. Big difference. The Toldos of Negoim are written in the Pasuk. They're just not as explicit. The Toldos of Shabbos are not written in the Pasuk at all. So that's why Toldos of Negayim are mentioned there, Toldos of Shabbos don't get mentioned there. So says Mar, wait a second. Avos Mainihu. What are the Avos? Yitzios. Avos, the Av Malach Tzmi Motzi. From Rosh Hashiach to Rosh Hasharabim. The Yitzios Trehavian. Yitzios are two. There are two Yitzios. V'chitema mehen l'chiyuv mehen l'ptur. Meaning, what are the two Yitzios? When the Baal HaBayis picks something up and puts it out in the Rosh Hashayachid, puts it out into the Ani's hand, or when the Ani reaches in and picks something up from the Baal HaBayis and takes it out. That's it. Those are the Yitzios. Everything else, the Shein Arba, is being mafnis. So v'chitema mehen l'chiyuv mehen l'ptur. And if you're going to say, no, we mention Yitzios, Shtayim Shein Arba, but some of these Yitzios you're actually chayiv for the Av Malacha, some you're pater, like when you only did half of the Malacha of Hotzah. V'adumi de Maros Negayim katani. But it's on the same list as Maros Negayim. U'ma hasum kulu l'chiyuva, av hachanami kulu l'chiyuva. By the Maros Negayim, the Shtayim Shein Arba are all four things that are on the same level that you're going to be chayiv for. So the Yitzios of Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, if we're only talking about the Av, we're not talking about Achnasa, we're only talking about Hotzah, so then there aren't four different situations where you chayiv for Hotzah on Shabbos. Right? It involves two, either you're going to have to involve two Achnasos, or you're going to have to involve situations where you're not chayiv, where it's only Patra of Lasser, where it's only Asur Midrabanan. So says the Gemara, that's if we're limiting it to Hotzah and not Achnasa, because Hotzah is the Av. So says Gemara, we have to say otherwise. We have to say maybe we're not limiting it to Hotzah. Rather, Elam Rav Papa, Hacha de Iker Shabbos Hu, Tani Chiyuvi Yipturi. Hasam de Lav Iker Shabbos Hu, Chiyuvi Tani Yipturi Lo Tani. So, no, we are limiting it to Hotzah, but we're saying that when it comes to Hotzah, since over here we're discussing, we're learning Masecha Shabbos, so we're going to put on the list of the Shtayim Shein Arba both things that you are that you're chayiv and that which you are pater for. Whereas over there, Masechta Shavuos, we list things that you are chayiv for and not things that you're pater for. So chiyuvi ma'nihu yitzios. What are the things that you're chayiv for? The yitzios. But yitzios tarti avyan. We just said there are only two yitzios. It's not Shein Arba. There are no four yitzios. So shtayim dotzah v'shtayim dachnasa. No, we mean that to include both yitzios and hachnasos, that you could be chayiv for hachnasa as well, for bringing something into a Rosh Hashayachid. So that's why it's shtayim shein arba for which you are chayiv that are referred to in Masechta Shavuos, hotzaos and hachnasos. Frek the Gemara, yeah, but v'ha yitzios katani. It says that yitzios of Shabbos are shtayim shein arba. So how can you say that if it says yitzios of Shabbos are shtayim shein arba, so how can you say that that it's both it's hotzah and hachnasa? How could hachnasa be called yitzios? Amravashi tana hachnasa nami hotzah karila. The Tana refers to hachnasa as hotzah as well. Mimai, where do we see that you call hachnasa hotzah also? Miditnan hamotzim rishus lirishus chayiv. One takes something from one rishus to another rishus. They're chayiv. Milo askinan the kamayil rishus ram rishus yachid v'kakarila hotzah. Don't we see that it's talking about any rishus to any other rishus, meaning not only rishus ha-yachid to rishus ram where you're motzi, but even rishus ram to rishus yachid where you are machnis, and yet we still see it's called hotzah. V'taimimai, why is that called hotzah? Kol akiras chayvetz mimakomo tana hotzah karila. Anytime you remove an object, you are oker an object from its place, we call that hotzah, because you're being motzi it from its original place. Amar Ravina masnisa nami deka dektani yitzios v'kam mefarish hachnasa li'alter. And our Mishnah is mefurish that way, because our Mishnah talks about yitzios for Shabbos, and right away the first thing it talks about is hachnasa. The first example it gives, the ani b'chutz, the balabayis b'fnim, Pashra Anias Yadulfnim Vinasal Tokhela Shabalabais. That's the first example. And that's a case of Hachnasa. So you see that that Hachnasa is also called Totsa, Shmamina. Rava Amar Rishuyos Katani Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. When we say Shtayim, we refer to the Rishuyos of Shabbos, not the amount of ways that you're going to be in violation of a malacha, of an av malacha in Shabbos. So the Rishuyos are Shtayim Shein Arba, there's Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRam. So the kasha that you have, the Yetzios, Bein Hacha Bein Hasam, Rashi points out, is talking about Rishuyos of Shabbos and not Yetzios of Shabbos. Through those two Rishuyos of Shabbos, you could violate Otzah or Hachnasa in four different ways. Okay, we'll stop there. Mr. Shem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.